With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
And welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of inspirational listening. Thanks for joining me. The singing of hymns in various forms dates back centuries, even millennia, though congregational hymn singing is a relatively recent practice in many religious communities. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll enjoy something of a hymn festival as we celebrate the legacy of sacred song passed down from generation to generation to the present day. We'll hear a variety of hymns by Gibbons, Perry, Hampton, Tallis, and many others. We'll begin with a royal fanfare composed by Sir Arthur Bliss, followed by the hymn Jesus Shall Reign Where'er the Sun. The tune comes from the Psalmodia Evangelica of 1790, with a text by Isaac Watts. John Scott Whiteley plays the organ, and Philip Moore leads the choir of York Minster.
Thank you.
The York Minster Choir, directed by Philip Moore, sang the hymn Jesus Shall Reign Where'er the Sun. And we began with organist John Scott Whiteley playing A Royal Fanfare by Sir Arthur Bliss on the organ of York Minster. Maurice Bevan was a British bass baritone who sang for many years with the Deller Consort and as a lay clerk at St. Paul's Cathedral, London, for over 40 years. He also composed a bit, and among his compositions is a lovely hymn tune he wrote for St. Paul's for the text There's a Wideness in God's Mercy, with words by Frederick W. Faber. The tune Corvedale is named for an area in Shropshire where Bevan's father had served as a vicar. We'll hear the choir of Jesus College, Cambridge sing, directed by Richard Pinnell. Jordan Wong plays the organ. There's a Wideness in God's Mercy, sung to the tune Corvedale by Maurice Bevan. We heard the choir of Jesus College, Cambridge, directed by Richard Pinnell. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Arranger Lee Holdridge has provided a number of striking hymn medleys dating from the early 1980s, which are among the favorites of many With Heart and Voice listeners. From his first set of medleys, titled Hymns Triumphant, we'll hear a set that includes portions of seven beloved hymns. See if you can name them all. They're performed by the London Philharmonic Choir and National Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by John Aldiss. A medley of familiar hymns from the album Hymns Triumphant was performed by the London Philharmonic Choir and National Philharmonic Orchestra, arranged by Lee Holdridge and conducted by John Aldiss. The experience of singing hymns is often enhanced by the addition of a treble descant on one or more stanzas, sometimes accompanied with an alternate harmonization. Used in moderation, these can be thrilling on occasion, or just give an enhanced perspective on the words and music of a particular stanza. A number of years ago, Richard Marlowe, former director of the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, took this a step further and not only added a descant to a given tune, but sometimes added effectively a second or double descant, kind of like playing three-dimensional checkers. We'll hear two examples of this in hymns sung by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, under Dr. Marlowe's direction. First, we'll hear Give Me the Wings of Faith with the tune Song 67 by Orlando Gibbons. In it, we'll hear a first descant on the second stanza, a different descant on the fourth stanza, and the descants combined on the final stanza.
Thank you.
The choir of Trinity College, Cambridge sang two hymns incorporating double descants devised by their director, Richard Marlowe. We just heard Thou Whose Almighty Word to the tune Moscow, and earlier they sang Give Me the Wings of Faith to Orlando Gibbons' Song 67. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Composer Benjamin Britten was born on the feast day for St. Cecilia in 1913 and always felt a close affinity to her. He collaborated in 1941 with friend and poet W. H. Auden to give us what is perhaps the greatest and most memorable tribute to St. Cecilia of the last century. Though not a hymn in the congregational sense, it is indeed a hymn in the sense that it praises and adores its subject. The three stanzas of the resulting hymn to St. Cecilia each end with the refrain, Blessed Cecilia, appear in visions to all musicians, appear and inspire. Translated daughter, come down and startle composing mortals with immortal fire. We'll hear Benjamin Britten's Hymn to St. Cecilia, performed by the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys, directed by Jerry Hancock. Music of Benjamin Britten on With Heart and Voice.
Thank you.
The St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys, led by Jerry Hancock, performed Benjamin Britten's Hymn to St. Cecilia. Soloists included Daniel Rudy, treble, Mark Bleak, tenor, Peter Becker, countertenor, and Glendower Jones, bass. Writer Henry Baker in the 19th century paraphrased two psalms, 148 and 150, in his hymn, O Praise Ye the Lord. Sir Charles Perry's tune, Laudate Dominum, is an ideal setting for these words of praise. The choir of Wells Cathedral sings, led by Malcolm Archer. Rupert Goff accompanies. O Praise Ye the Lord, sung to Laudate Dominum by C.H.H. Perry. Malcolm Archer led the choir of Wells Cathedral. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The hymn tune St. Helena was composed by Calvin Hampton as an alternate tune for the text There's a Wideness in God's Mercy in 1977, and it's included in the hymnal 1982 of the Episcopal Church and several others. It's a soothing and somewhat melancholy tune, but fits the ethos of the hymn beautifully. We'll hear it performed as a solo organ piece by Diane Meredith Belcher. She plays the organ at William Jewell College in Missouri.
Thank you.
Diane Meredith Belcher played the hymn tune St. Helena by Calvin Hampton. Festive hymn settings with brass often mark significant occasions or services, and John Goss's hymn, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, fits the bill. Used at coronations and other royal services, we'll hear the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London sing, directed by Barry Rose. Christopher Durnley plays the organ, joined by brass from the Royal Military School of Music. Barry Rose led the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral in the hymn Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. John Rutter leads the Cambridge Singers in two hymn settings next. First, we'll hear Thomas Ken's beautiful evening text, Glory to Thee, My God, This Night, sung to the Talus Canon, followed by Rutter's own stunning arrangement of Purcell's tune, Westminster Abbey, setting Christ is Made the Sure Foundation.
Christ is made, the shore and day.
Two hymn settings performed by the Cambridge Singers, accompanied by the City of London Symphony of Brass and organist John Scott. We just heard John Rutter's arrangement of Christ Is Made the Sure Foundation, and earlier they sang Glory to Thee, My God, This Night, set to Tallis Canon. Thank you for joining me to listen to great hymns on today's program. I hope you enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be meaningful and uplifting. Some of the recordings have come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available for on-demand listening on the web at withheartandvoice.org. We also hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.